Hello, everyone. I'm Catwoman.
And I'm Gigi the Gadget Goddess. And we are
your homegirls of tech.
You're on the Gadget Chats podcast. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday, everyone. I hope everybody is having a great day.
You doing all right? You hanging in there?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I love how festive you look today.
Hey, I'm going to switch it up as much as I can. You know, I had the Grogu thing popping off yesterday, so I'm going to rotate the three that I have.
Yes, I loved you with the ears yesterday on Easy Computer Solutions live stream Wired Wednesday. You know, I love it when you have Yoda hats on.
I think I'm going to save that one for you next week for Gadget Jets.
Oh, yay. I feel very special.
As you should. I'm going to shout everybody out in this chat. I'm sure you're getting links ready together to K-Pasa us. And
yes,
we're going to go as usual, people. D-Boom was in the building first. Good evening, ladies, and everyone in the chat. He beat Barry, who was next.
Mm-hmm. Barry.
Barry's here, but he's lurking for the first 20 minutes. Thanks for coming.
Lurkers are welcome.
What's up, Shay Kennedy? What's up, lady? Sean Williams, what's good,
hey,
sir?
Sean.
Rachel, how are you? I hope you're well.
Hi, Rachel.
Hiya. Sneed is in the building. What's
up? Hi, Sneed.
Okay. Emma's here. Welcome,
hi, Emma.
Emma, I got my coffee too. Sharky, what's good?
Hi, Sharky.
Us and everyone in the chat. Lori Merline, one of our originals. Lori's so special to me.
Mm-hmm.
Ray is in the building. I'm getting better at when the page jumps, I'm still good.
Yeah.
Hi, Ray.
That takes a lot of practice. Mm-hmm. Everybody is speaking to one another, and I see Dexter.
Dexter, the master of articles and deals.
I don't have my Grogu ears on tonight. But yes, I will always be your Yoda.
Mm-hmm.
Up, Mandy, pal. Let's get it in. We got
Hi,
hearts and all the love. Hello to you.
Mm-hmm.
I love to see everybody interacting with one another.
Tiffany, hi.
I missed you. I'm sorry. I like to see everybody interacting in the chat because I know we all come from different parts of the spectrum on YouTube, but it's all good to come on here and, you know, kind of hang out together.
Yeah,
I was telling Catwoman right before the stream, a lot of the streams this week have covered these iPhone AirPod thingies that are very expensive. Well, for the record, everybody, they are sold out in every color. So
if you want to just try it out just to see if it's worth $600, you can't.
For all the people who said that and didn't think they were going to sell, they sold.
Yeah.
Really, really.
Well, at least the people who really wanted it got it. So that's good.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So how are we doing? What's up with us?
We are doing good. So we cater to the people who are listening. So please give us feedback. We hope that we are pleasurable to your ears in the best way possible. So thank you all for listening to the podcast. On our YouTube, I noticed that we lost 2 subscribers and then we gained 1 subscriber. So welcome for those who, you know, we know that, you know, growth is not a straight line. It goes up and down. And, you know, those who change their mind, that's okay. Thank you for all those who are staying on this ride. On our Twitter, we have 272 followers. Awesome.
Yay.
On our Instagram, we have 169 followers. Nice. On our Facebook, we have 94 people following us. Thank you.
Thank you for that, because, I mean, I'm not a big Facebooker. I go over there every now and again.
Mm-hmm. And then we have 13 people following us on Twitch. Thank you very much for everybody that is coming by. So today we would like to give our creator shout out to, I call him our YouTube pappy, Easy Computer Solutions.
He brought us together.
Yes, without him there wouldn't be Gadget Chats. So he brought us on his Wine Wednesday or Ladies Takeover live stream, where he would invite women on.
It's changed names so many times.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, it was actually Emily D. Baker who came up with the Wine Wednesday name. But we want to, you know, thank Easy. So if you are following us here on Gadget Chats and you're not yet subscribed to Easy Computer Solutions, we put his links in the description. Go ahead and subscribe to him. I did want to also let you know that if you do join his memberships, get ready for a lot of videos, because this guy posts videos every day. And in his memberships, he posts not only videos every day, but multiple times a day. So
it's well worth the membership, because, you know, yeah, some people just throw memberships out there and don't give you anything. So, you know, he's giving you more than your money's worth if you join his membership.
Yes, your entertainment cup will be filled with Easy Computer Solutions.
Entertainment cup runneth over.
Yes. And then we also have his Twitter here. Definitely follow him on there. On Instagram, also check out his Instagram. He also has lots of jokes as well. So I don't know what this means, but I'm sure he'll explain it sometime. Yeah. And then he also has a Facebook for all you Facebook people. So yeah, go ahead and follow him there.
And he is close. Another reason I put him as our shout out this week, he is knocking on 50,000 people. Yes. So, you know, go over there and drop a sub and, you know, let's push him beyond that 50,000.
Yes, he deserves it. So, and you will love having him in your feed, because not only does he give you a lot of content, he is hilarious and very, very informative.
Yeah.
So
I'll put all the links back.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah, definitely also want to say thank you to Gigi, because she's the one who put everything together today. It's been a really, really busy day for me. So I really, really appreciate her.
Oh, if you don't like the show, I'm sorry. Look, because it's usually a nice mixture of both of us in here. So, you know, I have a weird kind of taste for things. So, hey, I'm not offended if you're not a fan this week. It's cool.
Yeah. So Duan Boone said, shout out to Easy. He discovered most of you all tuning in to an episode of Wired Wednesday. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Dexter Kamabash said, Easy can't say his channel is small any longer.
That's he will true. Continue let's to say up. It though. He's gonna say
but,
it.
But let's put a pipe in it. So let's put a shim to 50,000. So he'll stop saying he's a small channel. Sharky said, Easy is a trip, but I don't see how anyone could possibly hate on him.
Same oh, here. They do.
He's hilarious. We're going to bring on some tech deals. Visible.
I know. I speak about Visible a lot. Like, mm-hmm. I have two lines. And I question Visible sometimes, because you said you were calling me earlier and it was going to voicemail. But right now they have a deal. If you want to try them out, because everybody's doing this whole... Okay, Mint Mobile's doing 3 free months if you poured into them. But Visible is doing, like, if you want to try a month of service, $3.
$3. $3 holla.
So you don't have to pour it in. You just sign up for a month of service, and it's $3. And let's say you say, okay, I like this. You can get rid of it, you know, if it's just a miscellaneous line that you're trying out. Or, you know, you just, here's the thing. It's normally $40 a month. Stop it, doggy. It's normally $40 a month, yeah. But Visible has this thing called parties. So if you're, I tell people to get on Reddit, because my party's filled. I remember I had an opening and I put it out on Gadget Chats. You don't have to know who's in your party, phone numbers and names, and if they paying their bill. Mm-hmm. Everybody on Reddit, they put out these things and say, hey, I need this many people to my party. They send you a link. You click on the link and you're added to the party. So you don't know anything personally about these people other than the last 4 digits of their phone number.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes.
And just because you're in a party, you get like a special kind of discount?
$25 a month for unlimited service with 5 gigs of hotspot. And it's Verizon. Wow. Verizon is your carrier.
Verizon is the carrier. Okay, so it hops on Verizon's bandwidth. Okay, that's pretty cool. Well,
so there you go.
check out Reddit and check out the link below to Visible. See what they're all about. Try them out for $3. Hey, why not?
It's the ultimate. Like, they're going to suck you in with that $3, though.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if the service is really good, I mean, why not just go with it? Because times are tough, you know?
But I did tell people, you can't use it with any other kind of deals. Like, a lot of people will
stack port deals.
No, because when I came in understand, you know, I had the party plan, but they gave me $100 gift card after I was with them for a month or two. You ain't getting that $100 gift card if you come in through the $3 holla.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of just, But yeah. If you try that $3 holla on just a miscellaneous line and you come back through and port your number in, you get the $100. Mm-hmm. So then, hey, there's your workaround.
Mm-hmm. Workaround. I like those.
I like that.
Ray is very surprised. He's like, $3? What? Yes, $3. I'm also very surprised.
Yeah, and they do sell phones, unlike some of the other people, you know, that don't sell phones.
Oh, Septian said that Mint Mobile has 5G now, so that's pretty cool. Well,
and Invisible's getting it. I got an email from them, so.
Okay, word.
Yeah, so both of them are going to have 5G.
Word, that's awesome. I'm glad that 5G is not only going to the major carriers but other carriers as well.
And it's not an extra charge, so cheers to that.
Yes. So next topic we're going to talk about is the Samsung monitors. So ends on December 11th.
What's
which is tomorrow. This 34-inch ultra-wide monitor, $229.
Yeah, that's put in the link that these are reconditioned. I'm not trying to fool anybody, but I don't mind refurbs like some people do.
Me too. Yeah, I don't mind refurbished stuff.
They put them through testing and everything else. Yeah. I thought these were great deals.
Mm-hmm. And then a 27-inch curved monitor for $130. That's pretty cool.
So, this is from Hoot, and Hoot is a branch off of Amazon. So if you buy this from them, you're getting it prime shipped just like you would if you were going directly through Amazon.
Yeah. So I can tell you that I've been using this 34-inch monitor now for a while, and I absolutely love it. I love it more than having two screens, because when I do my work from home stuff, I have two monitors, but when I'm here on Gadget Chats and I'm doing my other stuff, I have this 34-inch 21x9. So it's not as tall as people would think. It's really long from side to side. And I'm telling you, it's amazing. Like, I want another one. So, okay, I need to stop before Mr. Catwoman. Okay, hi. No, I'm not looking at the Samsung.
He's gonna
I'm looking at the Samsung.
But you know what? I'm gonna play the evil person here, because remember, y'all, she had that deal and it went on sale and she could have saved $200. See, that could have been an additional Samsung monitor. Either way, I'm gonna move on.
Well, maybe if I could save an extra coin, it might be in the budget.
These are, when I looked, where am I?
TCL
phones, both TCL phones are 25% off. So the TCL 10L is $187.49 after you clip the coupon.
Okay,
and
cool.
The TCL 10 Pro is $330 after you clip the coupon. The coupon's right up under the price.
You just click this little check mark.
And add it to the cart. When you check out, it's going to be that price.
Yeah, so not bad.
Anybody interested in TCL? I know it's a year update, so that's probably why they dropped the price.
Yeah, true. But, I mean, it could be like, you know, a throwaway phone. Like a phone you could have
if
something happens. Yeah.
For people who don't do insurance, this might be a good look.
Yeah. I know that for my Note 20 Ultra, I don't have insurance on it. But I also have seven other phones in case something happens.
I don't think you have 7 other phones in case something happens. I just think you have 7 other phones.
You know, I say certain things because I need to console myself. And when you bring me back to reality, it really hurts. So just
I'm sorry. I'm going to be a better friend. This is legit, y'all. This is how we have conversations on the phone.
I don't like reality checks. I no, thank you. No.
Oh gosh, look at here.
Sharky said, yeah, good backup phone at worst. No doubt. I know Andres that is a huge TCL fan. Yep. Barry just gave it a big old Ray just gave it a big old nope with a thumbs down. No.
Well, see, I have insurance on my Fold only because it would be unknown. But my iPhone, no insurance. And people say, you don't have Apple Care? Nope. I think insurance is the biggest crock. Like, it's the biggest ripoff.
You think insurance is the biggest ripoff?
Yes. Because there's a deductible involved. So you've paid all these months. And then you have to pay a deductible when something happens. Like, no, you can go buy a phone for the... If you save the money you put into each one of these months, you could buy a cheap phone to replace your phone if something happens.
But who actually is saving? Who's saving, though? I don't want to know.
My saving has improved drastically since the pandemic started. I could replace a phone if I needed to at this time.
Oh, excuse me. Cha-ching, ching, ching.
That's what happens when you leave me at home.
Where? Ray said TCL TV. Yep. So they TCL give a thumbs phone, up for the TV.
I mean, but have you used one? I'm not a keep the same energy now. If you've never used a TCL phone, look, stepped in. If you've never used a TCL phone, how are y'all bashing the phone y'all hadn't used?
Yeah. And they're actually putting it at an affordable price for you to try it out.
Yes.
So if $100? You want to dabble, this is a good dabbler.
I ain't letting y'all come for TCL like that, and I've never used a TCL phone.
Something's killing me, though. He said, please get that phone out of here.
I'm sorry, I got all my lips on loud. Sorry, y'all. I'm in a podcast right now.
Duan Boone said, not sure about their phones, but I'm getting one of their 4K TVs. Yeah.
That's one of very strong this year. Yeah, strongly recommended by Baby.
Word.
I think that's all of our tech deals. Yeah, I tried this week, y'all, so hopefully that helps somebody.
Appreciate y'all.
I should have just went through Dexter's old tweets. I would have found something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I can respect that. See, Cobra says it just doesn't excite him. That's fine. For me, the specs don't excite me either. But I know a lot of people look at budget phones, and I'm like, this is a good place for a budget. Mm-hmm. Y'all buying a Stylo, y'all can't buy a TCL? Keep that same energy. There you go, Sharky. Apple Care, for example, only makes sense on an expensive Mac. See?
I agree. Yeah, on an expensive Mac. I think, though, it's good... it's good for if you have kids.
My kids ain't getting no expensive phone. I say kids like
let's say you just really want to give them something expensive, right? And it's their first time.
You're crazy if it's their first time and you want to give them something. That's like giving a kid that just started driving. No.
Uh-oh, you're breaking up.
I'm sorry. Am I clear now?
Yes, you're clear. So you can say that again now.
That's like giving a kid who just started driving an expensive car. It's just not a wise thing to do.
It's not a wise thing. But people do it anyways. And so it's good to have insurance for that.
How about no?
Or
my cousin went and bought her dream car. I have a cousin that went and bought her dream car for her first car. Now, it wasn't anything over the top. It was a Saturn, but it was the car when she totaled that car, her life, she wanted to end her life. Like, it was not that serious. And I'm like, it's just a car. But it was a car. I saved all my money. You were a new driver. You should have bought something reasonable. After you drive so many years, then look, after they've had their first phone experience, then you can say, hey, here's this nice shiny new phone. But
you also have to have insurance if you're paying month to month on a phone.
Are we going to talk about monthly payments? Are we about to get into that too?
A lot of people pay monthly payments. So I know that you're saying
that a child should not have a phone that requires monthly payments.
About a regular person. A regular person.
You went from child to regular person now.
No. I'm explaining the reasons why it's good to, there are good reasons to have insurance. Some people think that it's a scam, but not always. So it's good to put it on phones that you give to your children, but you can also put insurance on phones that you're paying monthly. It's actually required that you have to have insurance on it because it's not fully paid off.
Eric is here. Not to cut you off. Thanks for coming through, Eric. You were featured this week as our creator spotlight.
Yes.
But yes, we often have difference of opinion. My child gets a phone that's paid off. Like, I bought my phone through Visible. I bought his phone through Visible. He got an iPhone 8. And they gave me a gift card for getting that phone for him from them.
Oh, cool.
Completely paid off, yes. So, mentally, yes, for me, yes, you. You can be a creator spotlight.
Yes.
We do big people too.
Yes, and you are a big channel. Just in case you were wondering.
Yes. What's up, Tay?
Hi, Mother Mama. Welcome.
I am sweating. And I don't even have the lights burning.
Today, we had a question for our people on the Twitters and on the Facebooks. Did you experience an outage this morning on Facebook Messenger, Facebook, Instagram, or WhatsApp? So there was an article shared by Android Central. 25% of you said that you guys didn't. 33% of you guys said you guys did. 25% of you guys said you didn't notice until you saw this notification. And 16% said, who uses these apps? And thank you for
when I saw the article about it, I said, wow, they said it was over in the UK, but they figured it hit the US too. People just weren't up yet to notice. It wasn't everybody, so everybody didn't get hit by this bug. I didn't. Mm-hmm. Everything worked for me. They said DMs on Instagram were also affected because they've tied them into Facebook now.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that makes sense. So, I didn't notice it. And I didn't notice it until now, not because I didn't experience it until now, but I didn't even know that that even happened until you have posted that. So, yeah. Why is Eric still asking the same question? You, Eric, you are our... You are a creator shout out.
Wait,
my goodness.
Banner back up. We're going to make you feel good, eh?
Yeah. Yes.
Our creator shout out of the week was Easy Computer Solutions. Yay!
He is our YouTube poppy. Please subscribe to Easy. He is so close to 50,000 subscribers. So go ahead and subscribe to him. Also following on all his social medias. All the links are in the description. Show him some love. Tell him Gadget Chat sent y'all.
Hi, hey. Mandy said she didn't know. She was at work and she can't play on her phone.
Oh, okay.
So that's awesome. I don't... we try not to, you know, influence bad behavior. So
yes.
But yeah.
Sethian said that he went back into his coffin this morning and he didn't even know.
Okay. Let me take this down.
Tanya liked the question. Thank you for your engagement. Appreciate you.
Well, see, let me tell you what had happened.
Yes.
So I posted this on Twitter, right? And I was like, let me make sure I get it on Facebook. Catwoman gonna be so proud of me. Because you know I don't use Facebook like that. Mm-hmm. I pulled up the little app, put it in, and I went to go look for it on my personal account. I was like, why is this not up on the Gadget Chats page? I went back into the app and never hit, like, to post it. So 2 hours later, I posted it. I was like, nobody's going to see this. Sorry, y'all. I'm trying.
It's okay. We all have our little tech woes and difficulties. Actually, I'll tell you guys something that happened to me today. So I had multiple doctor's appointments today, and I was seeing my endocrinologist, and I was fasting because I was going to take the glucose test where they give you glucose, then they monitor it for 2 hours to see how high your blood sugar gets, right? My appointment was at 2:30 p.m., so I didn't eat anything, and this was my last appointment of the day. So I go to my appointment, and I'm talking to her, and then I'm like, oh, I wonder if the liquid tastes good. And she's like, what liquid? I'm like, the glucose test. Am I going to drink glucose? She's like, no, we're not doing that today. I'm just already here to check your feet.
Oh.
I'm like, I didn't eat all this that. And I'm like, what's wrong with me? Was I like not paying attention during the conversation? What? But I tore up some rice, beans, and mixed vegetables as soon as I got home.
Yeah, today beat yesterday when I didn't realize I didn't eat until last night. Like, I ate right before I got on stream. That was the only first and only meal I had yesterday.
Did you actually eat on the stream?
No. I had popcorn. I did have popcorn.
Okay. Because I'm actually the kind of person that if I'm on a stream and I'm hungry, I will eat. I'm sorry. I just cannot, you know, just...
Well, it's okay if you're on a panel, but if you're the only person there, it's kind of rude.
Oh, yeah, that is not...
I'm more accepting if it's like other people to distract me from the person eating. But if I'm watching your stream and you over there just getting it in, I'm like, wow. Yeah, somebody sent me that and I sent it to you.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know you were mentioning that.
I didn't know about this.
Yeah.
I mean, let's not keep people waiting. Let's just might as well just bring it up.
Yeah. Ellen has COVID.
Wow. Wow. There's so many people. What's going on? What is going on?
The numbers have ran through the roof now. So that's where we are.
Oh, my God. That is not good. That's really bad. I mean, yes, it sucks for regular people.
Yeah, we're not saying that anybody is getting like a death sentence, but you know, they just know so little about this thing, you just don't know how it's going to affect people. Like,
yeah,
permanently.
I go back to what Trenton, Mr. Tech Rant said. He said, I don't want to be a beta tester for COVID. I don't. So,
right.
So you just never know how that's going to be.
Oh, look what Sharky said. See, it might not be to you, Catwoman.
Okay. So Sharky said, Catwoman, doctors gaslight my mom in Florida all the time with this. So annoying. They say, come for XYZ. She writes it down. Then at the office visit, they claim they never said that. Okay. I feel a little bit better. I feel a little less crazy.
Prayers for your brother, Rachel.
Rachel said her brother's in the hospital with COVID. I'm so sorry about that. I feel for you. I hope he gets better.
Prayers up to one of my friends who's you know, everybody's saying not to have family visit, but his family is having to come visit because his wife has to go there removing his mother-in-law from the respirator. So she's going to, I guess, get as close as she can to seeing her mom before they remove her. It's crazy, y'all. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So prayers all around, prayers for your people, Rachel. Prayers for Ellen, and prayers for my homie's mother-in-law, and that's family, really.
Mm-hmm.
I told Catwoman I get to work from home a little bit. Like, we're testing out a whole thing. I have a laptop now.
Yay!
So I still have to go in like 2 days a week, which is like one day down from I was going in 3 days a week. But less time out is just less time out.
Yes.
So it's
It gives you such a peace of mind when you're home. Like, it really, really does.
It does.
Sethian said that his test came back negative. Congratulations. That's really great to hear.
It's just something about, you know, you appreciate an essential worker and having a job that actually pays, but I'm scared.
Yeah. I thank them by not going out as much. You know, just go to the store, come back. That's it. Hey, Michael from Canada. He said, sorry, I'm late. Story of my life right now. It's okay.
Let's see.
It's been kind of like a spastic month. Like, things happen and then don't happen. And it's just, you know, you don't really know where you stand in this month.
Oh, I see my friend.
Yes, we're going to get into some tech purchase highs. Look who we got here.
So we talked about this guy. In October? Was it October?
Yeah.
Might have been October. This is the Yoda that follows you around. I did a video on him. I don't really have him on right now. I don't have his remote, but I can turn him on for testing. He is loud. I will tell you that. He is not a quiet... Like Catwoman said, he is not a silent. He's not a silent assassin. He's trying to walk now. Yes. See how loud he is?
Yes.
I just wanted him to make noise. He's not making noise. Oh gosh. Okay. Whatever. I don't want you walking with my hand, sir. But yes, he's not the soft, cuddly. Like, he's very broad. He's not like my others that are very plushy, but he's very fun.
Yes.
And I love him. So.
So if you catch Gigi's video about him, you get to see her dog, Lady, its reaction. I highly recommend that you guys check out this video. It's really funny. She also tries out the part where it like follows you. And it does not know anything about personal space. It's supposed to keep a certain distance, but it was like right all up in between her, you know. it's hilarious. You guys really gotta check out this
video. No, this is not Juice is on the other side of the room. I can see him from here, but I'm not reaching for Juice. But yeah, I am at 20 Yodas, y'all. I actually counted them. I have 20.
Wow, 20 Yodas. Amazing.
Yeah, but that even counts my little ones. Like, you know, I have the miniature ones.
Mm-hmm. Hey, they still count.
Yeah. And they did another set of these, so there's 6 more of these that I'm trying not to buy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Yeah, basically, Disney is milking Yoda like Moth.
They're supposed to, though. That's what they're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've converted... Because my latest Yoda purchase is the Pandora charm.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a Mickey Mouse charm on my Pandora, so it's basically turned into a Disney bracelet.
Aw, that's awesome. I can't wait to see it when you get it.
Oh, I already have it. I wore it yesterday. I have pictures. Shall I send you?
Yes, please. Send me the pictures.
Okay.
I would love to see it.
Kimmy is the cat lady of Yodas.
Yes, I agree with you, Septian.
I can't resist. Like, it's bad. It's really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, there you go. It's in your messenger.
Word. Let me bring it up.
Rachel, there are tons of links to Yodas in And I don't want the Chia Yoda. He's kind of creepy. But see, there's Mickey.
Aww. Yoda here and then Mickey there. Oh, that's so cute. I feel a little weird, though, that they just, like, went through his head. I mean, it's cute, but it...
Oh, gosh. I didn't even pay
attention. And then his eyes are bulging. So it looks like somebody just impaled him.
Well, his eyes are always bulging, you know?
I know, but because the charm, the thing is going through his head, it looks like it's bulging out like somebody impaled him.
I need you to stop that. Yoda is fine.
You gonna make Yoda is great. But the way that they designed this charm, they could have done way better.
Listen, I just found out yesterday that I could actually turn this one off. All this time, I have not turned him off.
Really?
Well, you know, because when you lay him down, he goes to sleep.
So that's what you do to turn him off, basically? You just put him to sleep?
Are you in test mode, or how are you set up today, sir? All of them have a test mode or something. I think his battery must be low, because he don't even go to sleep anymore.
Uh-oh. He needs batteries to sleep?
Well, I mean, to make noises. See, I used to rub his head, and he'd make noise. He's not doing that anymore. So I think his battery's low.
Michael said about the charm. Yeah, he should just hang there. Right. Poor dude, right through the head.
So y'all think he should hang like Mickey was hanging in?
Yes, yes. He should be hanging off the bracelet like Mickey was, not being impaled through the head.
Sorry.
It's not your fault. We're just giving the critique over to what, Pandora?
Yeah, that's Pandora. And I was like, oh, when I saw him, I was like, I gotta have this. I didn't even pay attention that was going through his head.
Mm. Rachel said, did you know these charms are great investments? I bought a Wicked Witch when they first came out, and 5 years after that, it doubled in price for what I sold.
Oh, wow. Wow, so awesome. This is my second Pandora bracelet. I have one that's completely full. So I probably need to check out some of the charms on that first bracelet.
Mm, yeah, see how much.
Because this one's actually a mixed bracelet of like gold and silver, whereas the first one's all silver.
Oh, okay.
It's because cute, their though. Gold is gold plated. It's not like it's real gold, but they charge you like it's real gold. Yeah.
I'm Don't sure get me started.
But they, I mean, they broke, hey, they came into the on the scene like, hey, we're making these charm bracelets and they're different.
Mm. Oh, I see. So, next purchase is a case, a new case that Gigi got. So pretty.
And it's so close to the real color of the phone. I just really thought, hey, because I have a regular glitter case, but it looks grayish when it puts on. When you put it on, but when you put this mm-hmm. one on, it just matches the phone. And it's glittery.
Mm-hmm.
I did leave a comment on, I told people my newest thing is now to put my thumbnails on Amazon when I leave a comment so people can come check out my video.
Like this one?
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
You'll see me around the Amazons. Yeah. You'll see Gigi thumbnail. Like, oh, mm-hmm. Gigi bought this.
And you're the only person that actually posted a picture. That's great.
And Baby Yoda.
Yeah, and the good thing about your video as well is that, you know, you don't only just say, okay, yeah, it fits on here and everything like that. One of the things that I love that you did was compared it to another case mm-hmm. and to the toughness of it. And I would highly recommend you guys watch this video to see that part because it's very, very informative.
Yeah, because me telling you that it's thicker or feels more solid, until I squeezed, I said, how can I show this? And I said, oh, I'll just squeeze them. Because I could feel in my hand that it was a tougher case, but without showing you that, you wouldn't know.
Yes, very, very smart. And of course, she has to incorporate her Yodas in there.
Yeah,
Raymond Williams says that you should get a Yoda tattoo. It would really pop on your skin. Recommendation.
I think I'm done. I have 13 tattoos. I don't think I need any more. I did consider it because, you know, right now, the only cartoon character I have tattooed on me is Mickey Mouse.
Mm-hmm.
And Mickey Mouse and Yoda are like right there for me. My work sister gave me socks for Christmas. She gave me a pair of Mickey socks and a pair of Yoda socks.
Oh, nice. That's awesome.
Everybody knows me so well.
Dwayne Mims, hey, what's up,
Dwayne Mims? So that's all I have for purchases. I do have a purchase to do a review on next week, but I'm not going to tell you. That was a teaser. Just like all the pictures I posted on YouTube saying, hey, I got an unboxing. Yeah. If I give up too much information, we'll know what it is.
Circling back to your tattoo, Demon said, what's 14? Go lucky number 14.
I'm 42 years old. I don't need more tattoos. I said I was done after my last. I did a cover up on my first tattoo for my 13th.
Yeah. So.
People think 13
is unlucky. Some articles, y'all.
Oh, first article. How about I was reading tech for you. Get a tiny one. Okay. Let's move on. Sorry.
Okay.
Hey.
This article is from Investopedia.
Never heard of them.
No, but this is a pretty interesting article. It says, Apple sees increased complaints about the iPhone 12. Not only the 12, but also on the iPhone 11 as well. But what they are reporting about the 12 is that there is a fast battery drain. The displays, there's odd things with the display, and it drops connection. As far as the 11, it's having screen failures. So that's not good because, you know, iPhone stuff are usually pretty expensive, and they're saying that there's a growing trend of Michael never heard of them. Michael's like, I don't know what they talk about.
I haven't heard of this website, but I have heard this complaint. So okay. I think it's a valid complaint. Mm-hmm. But I think we had Supreme Goddess come on my stream earlier this week talking about her 11 failed.
Yes. Yes.
So it's a thing.
Yeah, it's a thing that has been happening recently. But, you know, Apple has been on this trend of trying to make things more affordable. And in that, there's certain things that's kind of going to have to suffer. So one of the things that they usually say is, you know, the battery life is longer this time around than the last time. I noticed that they didn't mention it in the latest keynote address. So, yeah.
Okay. So Sharky says he loves Investopedia. He highly recommends it. So there you go, Michael. Great. The only iPhone is that in stock has issues. Well, that sucks.
I mean, the 11 is, well, oh yeah, wait, the 11 has, can't even go back a year. The 10R? No, I don't even recommend it.
I loved my 11 Pro Max. And Michael, I'm speaking on the 11, not the 11 Pro Max. I'm talking about the 11 series, which I just talked my mom into buying. So I hope hers doesn't have any failures, but she got hers directly from Apple. So if we have any problems, it's going to Apple.
But the good thing, though, is that because people are vocal about the issues and that it's not just a one-off or an outlier, it's that Apple is fixing it free of charge for the 11 anyways, for sure. But the 12, it's just kind of like in the radar right now.
Emma says she didn't get the 12, but my mom has the Mini. I feel like halfway through the day her battery is, yeah, the Mini is not for the power user at all.
No. Yeah, a lot of people are saying that about the Mini. So I was kind of surprised when they said that about the 12, because the 12 is obviously bigger than the Mini. But, you know, I feel like in a way, Apple's going a little bit backwards, because I remember people used to do so many memes about Apple and how the battery dies. It's like 12% the battery dies. So it's kind of like the Mini is doing that. But
well, I would expect the Mini to have less battery. It has a smaller battery.
It does have a smaller battery. But you know how often they preach about optimization, and as long as you have optimization, you're good. I'm just saying. It's hot in here every time they see.
I'm hot. I'm hot too.
You are? Okay.
I have the fan on, and I'm finished with coffee, and I'm drinking ice water, and I'm about to burn up.
Well, thank goodness I have this on my phone, so I can just do it from here. I don't have to get up.
Yeah, I love my 11 Pro Max. Oh, she has a Pro. I might sell my what? What am I selling? What am I selling, sir? Don't be selling my stuff up on here, Michael. Oh, no. My 12 Pro Max is going nowhere. And shout out to our night bot that's not putting people in time out and hiding their comments this week. Shout out to you, sir.
We fixed it.
I meant to download him from my stream next week.
I recommend the night bot. The night bot is doing wonders.
5G is a huge battery drain, but you can turn it off, Emma.
Yeah.
I walked through and turned mine off, but then I put it on auto because we actually do have 5G when I go to work.
Oh. Nice.
My battery life doesn't suffer, though. But if you're not in a 5G area, please make sure you go through your settings and turn it off. There's lots of videos that tell you how to do that if you don't know how. It takes 2 seconds.
So, Apple is working on self-driving vehicles similar to Tesla with TSMC reports.
So
Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company.
Excited? Anyone? I am.
I am excited. I'm excited for more self-driving cars. The more, the better, the less I have to drive. Yes. Please bring them on. Apple doing it?
Yeah. Wait, though. I just told you those AirPod Maxes are sold out. People will buy crap by Apple.
I'm not saying it's not going to sell.
Yeah,
but it does scare me. Personally, excited for it. Would I trust a car from Apple? No.
Why not?
They couldn't even get their navigation system right.
Are you scared that you having touchscreen issues on your iPhone? The steering wheel might not work when it's supposed to work.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. So, I want to see other car manufacturers get into this. Instead of tech companies getting into it just yet, I would think. Is it going to sell? Yeah, most likely. But for me, I'm wary. But I'm excited to see more things in the self-driving car space.
I'm curious. And I'm okay, Mandy says, I'm interested in self-driving cars, but fear the unknown. I'm right there with her. So, like, when these people are in these cars and they're driving themselves and they do have a malfunction, you know, there's been a couple people that get hit and things like that. It's just like, ooh. But I mean, there's accidents and everything. Like, human error is there. So computer error is going to be there too.
I mean, as long as they still have a steering wheel in case they need to go on manual mode, that's good. So Michael asked, so if Apple comes out with a car, do you just get the cord and the purchase on the block? Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a very good question for Apple.
Right now, which is funny to me, because that was a big complaint about these new AirPod Maxes, is that you use a lightning cord to charge them. Apple wants you to take everything and make it work with a lightning port.
Yes.
Except for the iPad Pro.
Ah. Pro.
Techno. But either way. My iPad Pro, I love the fact that it uses a USB Type-C. Even the Magic Keyboard uses a USB Type-C. So life is good over here. And I'm using wireless to charge. I'm using the MagSafe to charge my iPhone when I charge it every other day.
Oh, okay. How's that going for you? You like it?
We're fine, because I charge it at night. And that's what I told people. I said, I'm not looking for a fast charge at night.
Yeah.
And the iPhone has adaptive charging, so it's adjusted to me going to work at the time I go to work. So it trickles the charge all the way up until I'm about to take it off the charger and go to work.
Okay, cool. So next article here.
Hold on, I like this. Geico. Garbage in, garbage out. I like that.
I like that one, yeah. Good one, Mandy.
I'm about to use that, Mandy.
Mm-hmm. You need to turn that into a shirt or something.
I'll yes. Gaggle.
Gaggle.
Look, D-Mims, they sold out right now. You can't get them. Every color is sold out. Everyone.
Yeah.
So you're going to buy them secondhand and spend more money. That's what you're going to do.
Cool. So next article, Samsung article. Samsung Galaxy S21 will reportedly launch on January 14th. Are you excited?
I'm excited to see the color in person. Not that I probably will see the color in person, because I'm not out in the wild to see phones anymore.
Uh-huh. I'm not excited.
Why?
Because they always say that. No, I'm not excited because they always say that it's going to come out early and it never does. You know how many times they keep saying, oh, it's going to come out in January, but then actually comes out in March?
It's a different kind of year, Catwoman. Samsung is at the top of the food chain.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry, The Verge. I'm not falling for it. I'm still going to think it's going to come out in March. If it actually comes out in January, it'll be a happy surprise.
Yeah.
Every year they say that the S line is coming out in January. Hold on,
let me answer Emma. I have not had any issues with my Mac safe charger. Look, I don't have a MagSafe case. I have noticed that with this case versus some of my other clear cases, like my Rinky cases, my magnet is much stronger on the other cases. This one seems to try to give me a slight issue. So when I charge it, if I'm using this one, I just lay it flat.
On the table?
Yeah, well, on my pillow next to me.
Gigi, on the pillow?
Well, I don't sleep with anybody. So my pillow next to me, it has my Echo Loop on it, my phones, if they're charging, if they're not charging. So these don't end up under the pillow. They stay on top the whole night. And my iPad. Yes, I sleep with electronics.
Gigi. Wireless charging, they have to conduct, right? They send signals back and forth. It's not something where you... Yes, I'm putting it on the big screen. It's not something that you plug in. It's not plugged in, Gigi. It's sending information back and forth. What if a spark happens or something? Like, for example, with my wireless charger, when I sit something and I charge on top of it, it's clean. But after I use it, it has little white thingies. Let me see if I can show you.
What kind of charger you? I ain't never seen any marker.
Let me show you.
No, I don't have that on my chargers. That's like corrosion or something.
Exactly.
None of my chargers have that stuff on them.
Yes, they
do. This isn't my first wireless chargers.
I look at it the next time. You probably don't notice it, but yeah, that has that little corrosion thing on there. So if you're sleeping with it,
yes, I do.
I ask.
But usually it's on top of my iPad. Yes, and you're not supposed to stack devices either, and I violate that code as well. No, Septian. If you're married and you live in the house with somebody, yes, you should be sleeping with them. I don't have any white residue on any of my wireless chargers. I don't. That's a different thing for me. I have never seen that until now. Samsung, what you doing out here? Anybody in the chat? Look, that's gonna be our question.
I don't only have Samsung.
Well, that's a Samsung charger, though.
Yes, but I have other chargers, and the same thing happens.
That's weird.
Exactly. So it's something.
If I saw residue on my phones, then yes, I wouldn't sleep with them. But I have a black pillowcase and can show you the charger and the white and the black pillowcase, and there's no residue on either.
Okay. But still, be safe when you sleep.
Yeah, I think most of mine is, but I don't charge every night either. It's.
And if you hear a little crackling,
never heard no crackling.
If you ever hear any crackling, get up.
There you go, Michael. I sleep alone, so I don't have white residue. So
you guys are killing me. yes, Tech Loving Mama. Something is in the air.
Maybe it's the, like, she's in Florida, so maybe it's the climate. I don't know. I've never had any white residue on my chargers.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I'm about to start taking pictures of all of my wireless chargers and show the residue. Wherever the coil is.
Hey, next week's poll question is, do your wireless chargers generate white residue?
Yes.
I'm serious.
That's a very good question. Yeah.
Because I've never heard anybody else say that. I just bought somebody a wireless charger, and it's all pretty and glass, and it's nice, very pristine for a wireless charger. And it's not, but you know, I'm not pressed to have a fast wireless charger. I don't know where people get off on that, but you know.
Yeah. So our next article here is from Engadget. Samsung built 110-inch version of its micro LED wall TV.
Yes, I need a Yoda charger. I'm sorry. You're chatting with the most random things. I want a Yoda case for my phone. That's so random, but I'm just telling y'all. If you find a plush Yoda case for a phone, for iPhone, because they make everything for iPhone, I want it. So send me a link. And I just started a thing.
His name is Eric. That's funny. Cynthia said, we got to look for Catwoman. She got white residue on her pillow. No, I don't. I do not wireless charge. With some. Yeah, it's only the wireless charger. I don't sleep with that on my bed.
No.
That's her. That's Gigi.
I ain't got no white residue on my charger.
But you sleep with the wireless charger on your bed, on your pillow.
Yes, but I won't sleep with a regular charger. Those were the ones that were catching fire.
Yeah, those other ones catching fire. All right, so Samsung built a 110-inch version of the micro LED wall TV. Pretty.
That is gorgeous, isn't it?
Yeah.
I thought about it. You and Mr. Catwoman, because y'all got a big TV.
Yeah, we know we're in the market for
I just want that house. Well. Can we scroll back up? I want this house right here. See how the outside comes in and, oh, that's pretty.
I would trip and fall in there. Multiple times.
Because of the stairs, how they're set up?
Well, where the couch is.
I like how you could just jump over the back of the couch because you're on a level up and just lay on the mug. I like that.
I can see the kids doing that when nobody's looking and messing up the couch. Then there's going to be white residue on the couch. People hopping back in.
Hashtag white residue, everybody.
Look, I don't sleep on my wireless charger. The white residue is not coming from me. You guys are killing me.
Hey, that's what Mandy, that's exactly what I was saying. I want the house with the TV in it.
Yes, can we have both? For every TV you buy, Samsung gives you a house.
I mean, who has room for that? Who?
Yeah, I'm about to go downstairs and measure my wall.
I like how the area behind it is higher. I don't know why I like that so much, but
it also looks like a fireplace should be there too. Like,
yeah. Yeah, but I mean, well, you can't put the fireplace where that TV is, though. You know?
No, yeah. So it's like replacing it. So that's where you would put the fire.
Hey, that's the power Photoshop right there. Because you know there was a fireplace right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sharky said the infamous sunken living room throwback Thursdays from 1990s. Sunken living room.
Yeah, God, I love y'all. Y'all are hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen the case that was just sent to me. I've seen plenty of Baby Yoda cases, y'all. I want a plush one. I want it to be fuzzy in my hands, like the bunny rabbit case I have. Somebody can make a Yoda one like that, I'm sure.
Yeah. So Dexter Kamavash said, I thought cats were agile. They are, but if they are overweight, their agility goes down. Like me.
He needs a second mortgage to get the TV. Did they put a price in this article?
Oh, I didn't see. No. It's going to be the first quarter of 2021.
No. How much? What's your guess, Michael? What's your guess?
10,000 smackaroos. That's my guess.
I remember when Catwoman and Mr. Catwoman got the 75-inch? How big is your TV?
75. Yeah, 75-inch.
Yeah, I remember that. Random knowledge that I remember. But, yeah, I remember they got that TV and she was standing in front of it. I was like, wow, that's a big TV.
Yes. So place your bets in the chat, you guys. How much do you think this TV is going to cost? I would say 10,000 smackaroos. What do you think, Gigi?
I'm going to guess 8.
8,000 smackaroos. Okay.
So Michael says that one photo is just 75 inches, but they make it 146.
Yeah.
Hey, that's the request, y'all. Somebody put somebody on it. They can make me one. I'm homemade. Just don't make it look like juice. I want it to look more like Yoda.
Mandy says it's going to be $15.
Oh, we both clicked it. Stop it!
Sorry.
She says 15K. That's a J, but I'm sure that's what she meant.
Oh, see, you understand. Okay. I was like,
yeah, dang. I'm fluent in typos.
Yeah, you're really good. That's a whole nother language.
Right under 15.
Right under $15. 8K.
Hey, we're okay. I'm being I'm hoping for something cheaper, even though I'm not getting it.
15K though, I mean, that's a little too much.
How much would the insurance cost?
Oh, like $1,000 for the insurance? And what's the deposit or the deductible?
Do you know how much I pay for a month for my fold insurance?
How much?
Just take a guess.
$20?
$12 and some change. A month.
Oh, okay, that's good.
I don't even pay for insurance on phones, but this bad boy, I was like, give me that insurance.
Yeah. See? That's a good another use case. Expensive phones.
Michael said he'd break it driving back home with his luggage.
Why would you be carrying it home? You would have somebody come bring you the TV, Michael. You wouldn't be the one installing it. Don't do it.
Yeah, I would think. For this bad boy, I need y'all to bring it. Mm-hmm. Make sure I'm good with how it's installed. Everything's lined up straight.
Not only that, give me that concierge service. Shows me what all the settings do and how to use it.
Because didn't LG, like, don't they have a wall TV like that too?
Yeah. Yes.
The wallpaper? What is it called? I think it's called wallpaper? Maybe? I don't know.
I don't know. I can't remember. Michael said he's not paying for delivery. You need to save somewhere. You need to save that for the insurance.
Gosh. Are we ready for this last segment?
Yeah.
This is the keeping the same energy segment. And I didn't take it from a tech standpoint this week. We're coming up on the holidays, people. And so, how did I word that? I'll make sure I say it right. I just closed out my iPad, y'all. I'm sorry. I want everybody to keep the same energy with how you treat people, especially with like, and how you expect people to treat you. When I say the same energy is what you put out, expect to receive that back. So if you treat people like crap, expect people to treat you back like crap.
Yes.
I try to treat people how I want to be treated. And I think a lot of people should do that, especially with the COVID thing and everything we're going through right now.
Yeah.
You don't know what kind of day a person's having. And I have people at work constantly ask me, how are you doing? And genuinely mean, how are you doing?
Yeah.
But I think because we've been doing this so long now, people are starting to be like, well, screw everybody else. This is about me and I could care less.
Yeah.
We still need to care for one another because everybody's mental health isn't in the same place. And you don't know when somebody's going through something.
Yeah, you don't. So I actually had a coworker that actually asked me, how are you doing? And they capitalized the word you.
Yeah.
That hit me. Like That's hit me. Sorry, Siri. Siri, how are you doing, Siri? And that felt really nice. Like they were just genuinely asking how I was doing, and you know, we got to talking and talking about how things are right now, and it just felt really good because you know we go into work and we get in work mode and stuff, but at the end of the day we're servicing people, we're dealing with human beings, and we need to keep that same energy. We want to feel consideration and compassion, but don't forget to give that out to other people as well.
I really appreciate our little circle, the Fantastic Five. I'm gonna shout those people out right now. LaShawn, Catwoman, Barry Johnson, the Bonnet Scoop, myself. And anytime somebody's having a bad day, it's just like people will get into the group and just vent that out, and we all lift each other up. Because everybody is going to have a bad day. But we weren't placed on this earth to be by ourselves. We were placed to be with other people. And right now, we're not able to be with other people. So we got to get together in whatever way possible.
Yeah. And it's okay to ask someone, hey, are you, I saw this on Twitter, it's like, do you have the mental capacity right now to hear me vent? And if they say no, that's okay. You know, it's okay to say, you know what, I cannot hear anything negative right now.
One of the things I despise most about Catwoman is that she will ask me, can I call you? My phone is always open to Catwoman. Always. But she will say, can I call you?
I like to
ask. If you call and I can't answer, it's one thing. Leave me a message. But if you call, and Tana was part of the group, he removed himself, stepped in. But nobody kicks anybody out of anything, stepped in. We had larger groups and they've evolved to smaller groups.
But just because we don't mention someone doesn't mean that they're not included. We didn't say your name, Stephanie, and we love you too.
Right, but I was talking about my immediate circle of people who support me consistently and are there for me when I need somebody. And if somebody removes themselves from that circle, that doesn't mean I dislike them.
Yeah. Nobody here is out to get somebody or actively trying to plot against someone or something like that. No, that's not what we're about. Definitely, I know that's not what I'm about.
But I like, you know, I like the people that came through from Emily's stream. I'm enjoying y'all thoroughly.
Absolutely.
It's all about meeting people and interacting and the whole nine. And the more people you can have in your corner, you never know. You never know. One day I might reach out to Rachel and be like, hey, you got a minute? I need somebody to talk to. You just don't know when that person's... If you had told me the first stream I was on Wired Wednesday that me and Catwoman would be the as close as we are today, I'd have said, really?
Yeah.
I questioned whether they wanted me to come back after that first stream.
Yeah. Yeah. And even though you were quiet at the time, we're like, nah, come in here. Let's give
Well, that's why I embrace people on my stream, even if they come in quiet, because that was me.
Yeah. Yeah, people gave my husband a chance. He was quiet in the beginning too, and now he's hilarious. You know, we gotta have that compassion for other people. But Rachel, she is actually in the UK, so her time zone right now. The fact that she's even like listening to us right now, like I really appreciate it. Thank you.
I love our UK support. Like, even before I started doing YouTube, I had a friend on Twitter that was in the UK, and he would always call me Miss America. And so we ended up being friends on Facebook. And so I was like, I always initially, he was just a sweetheart, but I was like, I hope he isn't flirting. He's all the way in the UK. But then his wife would say, you're crazy harassing this girl in the US. And he would come on my Facebook, and, you know, because he got off Twitter eventually. And he would go on my Facebook and say, you know, Merry Christmas, Miss America, and things like that. My mom's like, who is that calling you Miss America?
Yeah.
But it's amazing to be able to bond and make these friendships, like, from way somewhere else.
Yeah. Rachel said, Scotland, 1:10 a.m. Wow. Thank you for listening to us live at that. Like,
right. Because most people are like, I'll just grab the podcast later, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
She's like that cat right now in her picture. You know, the cat's probably meowing. It looks like the cat's yawning. So.
Yeah.
Super duper props to Rachel. Y'all are correct. She's awesome. Mm-hmm.
So 'tis the season for giving. Give some kind.
And you don't have to give financially. You can give your time and your emotions and your energy, and people will appreciate it. I know.
Absolutely.
Me and Catwoman lean on each other a lot, and I appreciate her for listening to me vent, and I'm always here to listen to her vent.
Yes, absolutely. So with that, we're going to close it out, y'all. I'm Catwoman.
And I'm Gigi the Gadget Goddess, and we are
your homegirls of tech
here on the Gadget Chats Podcast. Y'all have a wonderful evening, and I mean it.
Yes. Catch y'all next week. Bye.